Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning. My name is Zach Meir, standing commander-in-chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Friday the 5th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London. The purpose, to make you money through thought-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips for short-term trading, but do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. I'm sitting on my own here today because the moose has been afflicted by man flu, the man flu that I had and have subsequently recovered from earlier in the week. So hopefully we can go straight through to the broker forecasts. I picked out a selection of highlights. Gulf Keystone, obviously a stock which people are generally crazy about one way or the other. Share price around the 67 pence level at the moment, the failed again around the 85 resistance zone of November. The target from Deutsche Bank is still 85 pence, although they've gone down from a buy to a hold, which may be fair. On Betfair, it's a stock which Alan Green from Trader Zone talked about yesterday. Brokers are sort of scrambling to, or some brokers are scrambling to upgrade the stock. JP Morgan overweight with a £15.10 target versus the old target of £13.50. Share price is currently around the £14.60 level. Then we've got Deutsche Bank on the hold with a target of £13.34, which it looks was actually below the current share price at the moment by about a pound. Finally, a stock which I think may be interesting for the new year, which is London Stock Exchange, due to its flagging that there are plenty of IPOs in the pipeline. JP Morgan neutral on the shares with a £23.30 target. The share price at the moment is riding at £22.34, so it's a pound below that. Let's just go to have a look at the markets at the moment. Well, actually, sorry, slide from Nicole first. ECB disappoints, obviously lots of problems with the Germans not being able to press the button or allow ECB President Draghi to press the button on QE. Expectations running too high on QE, obviously, after yesterday's meeting and the press conference that we had. So really, we're sort of still in the dark in terms of how much and when we'll get the sort of fiscal easing that seemed to work wonders in the US and the UK in recent years. The final slide, Hindenburg Omen, which is a sort of a stock market prediction formula. We talked about that yesterday in terms of possibly bringing the market down. There's just been a Hindenburg Omen sell signal now on the US market. Strange and perhaps unfortunate time for that to come through, given the way that December is normally the best month on the stock market for shares, and actually the best time to invest this month as well. But we'll see how that pans out, especially after the non-farm payrolls payroll numbers come in later today. Hopefully with another slide now. Right, sorry, we're going on to the live market, which I was trying to go on to before. FTSE currently up 41 points, 67.20, so back above the 200-day moving average there. We've actually been sort of trading either side of that key level. Obviously, that's one of the biggest sort of indicators in technical analysis. You can see that we've been trading either side of that black line there. It's around 66.96 for the best part of 3 weeks. Presumably, all will be revealed after today's jobs numbers from the US. UK index basically in a range between 66.50 and 67.50. So, if you don't want to try and jump the gun there, you'd wait for maybe an end of day close outside those parameters and take a view next week. That's the sort of the quick market roundup as far as the FTSE is concerned. Just wanted to go through one or two stocks which are on the small cap side. The first one is Alba, which is a mover this morning. Shares look like they found a floor here towards 0.25 pence. Decent consolidation here, RSI support line as well, so maybe that's one to watch as in terms of being a bounce at the bottom of the range. Another stock which is also of interest in terms of the smaller companies, Forte Energy, higher low for December versus October, and as we were saying earlier in the week, higher lows are usually decent opportunities to go long of a stock or a market. There was one higher low there, which eventually last year we eventually took the shares up. So something to watch out there. Maybe a 50-day moving average break would also help at 0.17 for to take the shares back up to 0.3 pence. And I think finally, just a look at one of the other big movers of the day, ECR Minerals. Big volume in the shares yesterday, but we're sort of pulling back. See if the shares managed to hold the 0.2 pence area over the next few sessions. That's it for the market roundup. We'll be back with Craig Drake after the break.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.